right now. I don't exactly know how to introduce this guest, Sean, to you.
Well, if you remember from years past here at the station, we've been around 27 years. We've done a lot of different things. I know many old P1s remember Burrito Jimmy, mm-hmm. and he had a whole morning show crew. And one of those voices from the morning show crew decided to contact us. I guess he understood that we're probably needing a guest right now because it's summer dry dock. But we welcome into the studio. It's our good friend, and you probably remember his voice from Ticket Yesteryear. It's Sammy the Spelunker.
Sammy!
Hey, guys.
It's been so long, dude.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure sitting in on the Shawn Michaels show. Ever since the Burrito Jimmy show was canceled, I haven't had much opportunities to talk sports.
Oh, yeah. No, you're a big sports fan, right? Very passionate.
Yes. I am passionate about two things, spelunking and sports. The only thing that gets me more excited than discovering a record-setting stalactite is sitting down for a scintillating sports contest.
Okay, that's great. So what happened back in the day? What happened with the Burrito Jimmy show?
Well, a funny story. One day after the show, Mushmouth started just shivering and shaking uncontrollably. Mm-hmm. Then his exoskeleton cracked right down the center. And he shed his skin. He was lying there in a puddle of protoplasm curled up in the fetal position. It turns out Mushmouth molting fluid is extremely acidic.
Oh.
So it ate through the floor and it filled the entire structure with noxious fumes.
What kind of fumes?
The noxious.
Okay, noxious.
Noxious fumes. Okay. So the studio had to be raised and the show disbanded at that point.
That's awful. I mean, where's everybody now?
Well, last I heard, Mushmouth is living in the Trinity River Bottoms.
Mm-hmm.
Burrito Jimmy opened a chain of successful fast casual Tex-Mex restaurants.
What kind of restaurant?
Tex-Mex restaurants.
Oh, Tex-Mex.
Yummy.
Okay.
Jive Talking Stew started an online storefront for reselling gently used African tribal garments called Dashiki no Riki.
Dashiki no Riki.
Yes, and I've been busy exploring caves, seeking potential routes to the secret wonders at the center of the earth.
Okay, okay. I'm spelunking again. Yeah. What about the professor?
Well, that's a funny story, too. When Mushmouth awoke from his metamorphosis, he had grown wings and giant mandibles. So as the professor tried to usher him back into his crate with the taser, Mushmouth snapped.
Whoa.
He ripped the professor to shreds with his new powerful jaws.
Oh, that's awful.
It was. Within minutes, the professor was reduced to a shimmering pile of steak tartare. Mushmouth picked up the taser and started shooting the professor's carcass, screaming, "Stand back, burrito! Stand back, burrito!"
This is terrible,
getting
dude.
His vengeance.
Finally.
I know. It certainly was terrible. I had PTSD. PTSD for weeks. But now I'm here and I get to talk sports with sea bass and sea cow.
Okay, well, hey. If you want to talk sports, what do you want to get into?
Well, can you believe the stinking Tampa Bay Lightning have won the Stanley Cup in consecutive seasons?
Yeah, they have.
Andrei Vasilevsky was absolutely standing on his head all series.
Yeah.
And what can you say about Steven Stamkos?
You must have heard our segment earlier.
Yeah.
I like to say he's hockey's version of Giannis.
All right.
Speaking of, Giannis is off the injury report for tonight's game two against the Suns.
We know.
The oddsmakers still like the Suns over the Bucks to take a 2-0 series lead in the NBA Finals. I'd say that has more than a little something to do with one savvy veteran facilitator, Chris Paul.
CP3.
The way he dishes those dimes and swishes from the three-point stripe is really special. I'm excited for him to finally have a shot at a championship.
I can't lie. It's solid insight, dude.
Oh, man.
Pretty good.
How about Max Verstappen? He's really crushing those laps on the F1 circuit. Lewis Hamilton and Mercedes-Benz sure do have their hands full with Red Bull Racing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't wait to see Texas Rangers slugger Joey Gallo participate in the home run derby at the Midsummer Classic.
Oh, me too. Samesies.
At that elevation at Coors Field, he might smash a moonshot straight over those mountains.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you guys doing Saturday night? Want to come over to Sammy the Spelunker's man cave for UFC 264? Let's get super blitzed and watch some sensational pugilism.
I'm set on Saturday, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I'm going out of town.
Remember my calendar. Yeah, yeah, no, I'm...
Your loss. I'll have a savory spread of exotic cheeses.
Mikey.
And smoked sausages. Plus, I'll be mixing up frozen margaritas with sacks of fresh sangria. So, thanks so much. I mean, open invitation, but thanks so much for having me on the Shawn Michaels Show. Unfortunately, I won't be able to make another appearance.
Well, why not?
Well, as I've been canceled because my voice is offensive to individuals with speech impediments. In fact, the FCC is here to escort me from the premises in handcuffs, so farewell, P1s! Farewell, P1s!
Hi, Sammy. Man, it was
the final time.
I mean, it was good catching up with him, I guess.
He's not even resisting.
No, he's
just walking with the FCC officials.
Resigned to his fate.
Wow. Okay. Thank you for a visit from the ticket past. Joining us once again. Let's talk about Joey Gallo, man. He's in it.